I can see your energy, and I'm waiting now your frequency to rise. Before you interact with me, before you collab with me or try, better get up on your frequency. If you're trying to see me, share the same space or breathe anywhere near where I be.
Discipline stoners. What's your discipline? You a stoner? That's cool. So are we.
I'm high a lot. It's weird to finally say that with pride. I'm high a lot. Being high has helped me with my anxiety. It's helped my social skills. Well, it's helped me feel okay about my shitty social skills. It doesn't make my social skills better, but it sure does make sitting in that awkward moment in a social interaction a lot more bearable. You know, that moment where no one in the group has anything left to say, and you desperately want to yell at all of them, just say something. Being high makes that hilarious and not torture.
It's a living from Anger Town. These plants just help me chill out. Found focus, found confidence. All of a sudden I was productive. Less protective, more progressive. Yeah, we talk about stuff like I'm a next sommelier. But this is about a medicine, baby. We wish everyone a mindful life. It's been a helpful tool for us. Whatever the route to peace, it's each individual's journey. And the more we communicate, maybe we can all help each other out. Love and light. Welcome to Discipline Stoners Podcast with your host, Eleven.
And my name is Winnie.
And we are the gateway drug to mindfulness. And that's Ralph.
And welcome back to another episode of Discipline Stoners. I'm your host, Eleven.
My name is Winnie.
And we are the gateway drug to mindfulness. And today, it's all about manifestation.
Is it? Oh, yeah?
Is it?
Is it?
How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, it's just us.
It's here we are again.
Thank you for having us back in your living rooms, on your phone, on your
TVs. I noticed that some people put on their TVs, and that I feel very cool when you do that. So if you're not doing that, if you could do that, please, that would be great, and then you can tag us.
Makes us feel really good. So we had, what, like 10 weeks of guests?
Yeah, and then we had us, and then we had Ben.
And then we had Ben. Week.
And we were meant
No, we had Ben between Keith, and we were going to have...
Yes. So we had a guest that we were going to have on that I was very, very excited
very
about.
Very excited about.
But he had some family things, responsibilities that
people
he needed to take care of.
People get up to family stuff. They end up having families at the end of the day. You meet someone and you think you know them, and then you realize... You have a family?
And I was like, oh, fuck, like, he doesn't want to do the show. But he wrote me specifically, and I was just like, okay. No problem. Like, all good,
Winnie's
right?
The most passive, sweetest person.
I'll never get mad at someone for coming onto the podcast, or not coming onto the podcast, but I was disappointed.
Just because we were psyched.
We were psyched, but he was like, I'm not, like, just doing this. Like, he wrote back, and he's like, I want to do it. It's just going to have to be in December, so.
Anyway, we're torturing you guys by not telling you who it is. But hello, welcome, good to see you. You.
Eleven got us these giant glasses, which I really thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm not playing anymore. I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable.
You're always
now,
getting up. Hey, don't do that.
We
anymore.
Got a kitty,
and she singed part of her eyelash the other day.
Let me go get her and show you.
Yeah, we can introduce you to our new kitty. That's fun. We got her a couple days ago. She's totally settling in. Great. Shout out, Shannon. For trusting us with
Mademoiselle Mary Jane.
Yeah, beautiful kitty.
Say hello to Olive.
Hi.
This is Olive, everybody. Look at her little toe beans.
She's very so cute.
Her toe beans are really what get me.
Come
oh
on.
My God.
You can stay here, but yeah, she definitely stuck her face in the candle and got a little whiskers.
Little Finch, do you want to come up too? Ralph has been doing so well. He's such a gentleman. He's such a good boy.
He's such a sweet older brother.
If anything, he just wants to love her more than she wants to be loved right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she's like, bro, you are a new species. I need to chill and just make sure I'm in control of this space. And she was realizing that she is.
I can't believe we singed her.
Well, we didn't do it. We just had a candle on and she's learning about life.
Anyway.
Very cute. She's very elegant. It's been nice to have a kitty presence back as she steps on our controls. It's been nice to have a cat back in the home.
Yeah, we had two cats when we came together from high school. And
when we came together.
Our last one.
And now we still come together.
Transitioned. Nice. Man. Transitioned over a year and a half ago.
Hey, Olive.
Where's the spray?
It's over there near the couch.
Okay.
Yeah, babies fuck with shit.
Yeah.
Hey. She doesn't know that it's like attached to things. Hilarious. Yeah, we need a little squirt bottle. You need to say, hey. Anyway, I've been in an extreme space of self-awareness no matter what my emotions. There it is. And I've just been observing that the universe gives you what you are, what you believe you are, not what you think you want. And that's just like a lot to know. Because if you see someone prone to drama and they say the words, I don't like drama, but everything about their conscious energy is focused and dripped up in that fucking frequency, they're just going to keep manifesting that. That's one random example. But like, even good things. Like, you don't necessarily have to be a quote-unquote like good person to acquire financial wealth. You just have to be focused and believe that you're abundant and that you are in prosperity. And that's a cute sound. The examples are endless of like seeing what somebody is and what they attract and what they become and what they create in their life. And the last time we did an episode on manifestation, we just didn't have as much life experience as we do now. So I'm like, we should circle back to that word.
Yeah, always. I think for our entire lives, you know, what does it mean to us? I think for me, like, I'm still at a place where I understand that manifestation is like feeling and thought first, and to have that be enough, you know, to just feel better and to have that be the manifestation first. So changing your thoughts really over the course of time will change how you feel.
But it's hard.
It's so hard.
No, but like we always say that. It's such like bullshit to constantly say, but it's hard. But it is, meaning in the way like you're probably not gonna do it. Like just straight up and down, you're probably not. Like you're probably, like the change you'd like to see in yourself, say you're vibrating at like 421. Like hertz, right? Say like your being vibrates there. And you're like, the life I want is on 750 hertz. And you think like some miracle's gonna happen just to bring you there. Chances are throughout your life, and I'm sorry, I'm deep pessimist somewhere sometimes. Throughout your entire life, if you commit your whole self to learning, you might get up to 440. You know what I mean? 450, 460 if you're lucky. But that's just your central point of vibration, bro. You have moments of 1,000 hertz, and you have moments of 100 hertz, and everywhere in between. But your central, like, you're kind of fucked. Like, for lack of a better words, your average person just won't until you're in a situation that you literally have to. Because you're like, I either need something to happen, but you can't manifest it from that place of need. So you have to go to your inner engineering and challenge all your beliefs and understand why you vibrate at that level. And that takes way too much painful self-awareness for your average person. Like myself included, sometimes it's like, nah, I just wanna fucking live in my feels.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I'd rather think I'm right than fucking actually solve this.
Yeah. The first time I actually heard, it probably wasn't the first time that it came into my experience, but the first time I heard Abraham Hicks say, everything that you want is only because you think you will feel better in the having of it.
That's so fucking facts.
When I let that penetrate my body and have the understanding,
anything.
It was like, oh my God, because it, you know, it takes you're giving away your power when you say, as soon as I get to $100,000, I'll feel financially secure. As soon as I get a partner who can be more understanding to my needs, I will feel in love. As soon as I, lose 5 pounds, I will go to the gym. These things that we think we want because we think we will feel better. There is attainment of feeling better on the other side of it. It's such a slippery slope. Because then all of a sudden you're feeling better is out of your control.
And it's based in the future on a thing that can't be right now. But the thing that will bring that manifestation is the feeling of you feeling like you have it right now or are it right now. So don't measure your weight and say, when I look good enough to go to the gym, I'll need that, and put a number on it like 5 pounds. More so just feel like, right now, what can I do step by step to feel more fit? Go for a walk, take some deep breaths. I don't think you should join a gym. Gyms prey on the weak-minded.
Could I turn mine down by any chance? Is there any way to turn this?
Yes, certainly. We can also just trade.
Okay, yeah. It's feeling very loud inside my brain.
Or just here. I'll just turn it down for a minute. I'm just getting lit. How's that better?
That's better. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anyway, I'm the engineer of this show, so I was on a real rip there, but I just did some good engineering and mixing on the gain.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I know for a fact that, you don't have to change your feeling state about how you were feeling good about ripping, but then you had to go and do something else because you have the choice to come back to how good you were feeling in that rip. That's the thing about all of this, okay? We annoy the shit out of each other. We so often we're like, oh, I wish you could just do what I want you to do. But that's not life. Like anyone listening right now, you know that that's, I don't.
You're not going to get the other side to do what you want.
Has anyone ever done that for you?
You're not going to, no one's your mommy. And seriously, she changed for you. No one's going to do that.
Yeah, even your mom. Like when your mom did everything for you and then all of a sudden she's like, I can't do this anymore. That must have been a shock. But honestly, good for your mom because she's teaching you how to self-soothe. Mm. This is, I'm obsessed with this word.
Self-soothe.
Mm. It means that you can hold yourself in your shit and your fucking judgment. Mm. We are judging ourselves and each other all the time.
Dude, what's up with judging others and trying to influence your preferred state onto others?
I mean, it's a bit topical right now and it's super hot. We're not going to get into it, but like we're seeing around the world how people want to be understood so that they can feel safe. And obviously this is extremely complex and that's why we're not going to get into it. But I really believe that like our hearts can heal when we start with ourselves first and then reach that healing out to our small communities. So what if we don't change the other side of the world right now? Like if you're not okay, the world's not okay. If you're not okay,
you're creating a vibrational reality that is hectic and lowering vibration in your body, in your world. So you can control nothing outside of you. You can only control your world. That's why I don't watch the news. People are like, don't you feel like you're not informed? It's like, no, am I gonna, like, you can catch a pulse of what's going on in the world from general people. Although shout out Canada, No More News on Instagram. I think it's probably pretty good, but it's a step to a slippery slope in censorship as well.
It's kind of crazy that, like, if I were to get on, I've been on whatever global TV or whatever promoting a movie or something, that I couldn't share that link on Instagram. That's kind of interesting and crazy to me.
No, hey, y'all complied. Y'all complied. It's exactly on, it's en route. Goodbye, Canada. Goodbye, Canada. One time we had a country that's free, but now you can't do nothing, even speak of Canada.
See, I find it...
Oh, Canada!
I find it super interesting that we're talking about the power of thought and the power of word.
I'm saying, this, we have to be wrong in order to uncover right.
And this, but this is also, yeah, like, are you going to keep telling that story?
I'm talking shit.
Well, I know, but just this is what we're talking about. I know. Like, are we going to keep telling these stories?
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, I like to be a human. I'm openly, vulnerably being what I would consider incorrect, because I'm not talking about mindfulness from a holier-than-thou perspective. I'm saying I'm one-sided on shit too, and there's shit that I get in a funk that I can't control. So basically, you gotta accept it. Have you seen me frown in the past? While I'm smiling, who cares? Like, basically, what's outside of you, you can't control, and you can observe it, and you can comment on it, but you can't let it, like, ruin your day. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, it is, in fact, so I go right to, and it says that in my book, too, like, I start from I failed because I haven't tried yet. So when I start something, I have this kind of warped anarchist pessimism about me that allows me to just go. It's like a Zen flow. It's like, fuck it. Like, I start with fuck it. Because I never started from shit. Like, I like that. I like thinking.
Yeah, but are you holding on to some type of comfortability or nostalgia because that's how you grew up?
It's like, probably a pain addiction.
You grew up
it's
in pain instability.
Addiction.
And like,
it's a pain addiction for sure.
So I'm just, like, I'm using us as an example. I fucking do it too.
But
I'm
get not, busy not, though. Get busy. Don't just sit there like a fucking victim and think that fucking you're gonna change anything, or think that talking to someone else. Focus on what you like I'm not doing right now. Focus on what you like, but I am focusing on what I like because I like me. I love me. So I'm like, dope. That's how I'm gonna move in that crowd. Okay, dope. That's how I'm gonna. So I don't have to. I don't care what I think about that crowd. I just think how I'm gonna move in that crowd, and I'm like, that's badass. Like, unfazed by the things I don't like. It's like fake stoicism. Because stoicism would be like really at peace with it, but mm-hmm. then for me, I'm like, fuck-em-ism. You know, it's not quite stoicism, it's fuck-em-ism.
do you want to live there for the rest of your life?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think it's just kind of like, I think we're on our period right now.
Oh yeah, I'm menstruating hard, you guys. That's why I'm being so
I think we're synced up a bit. Like, as much as that seems like a man trying to take up space in a female arena again too, excuse me.
Not untrue. Thank you for calling it out.
I have a period too.
I didn't say it.
I have a period too. What? A man count on periods now? You tell me man count on periods too? Fuck.
You have a hormonal cycle that's different from mine.
I got a privileged cycle.
But we're definitely like beefy around the same time.
And we need some beef, and I cooked this in beef and I felt like,
yeah.
My sweat smells different. Anyway, we should have someone on who knows about science and stuff, because we do science all day every day.
We're doing science all day every day.
Yeah, so I mean, right now I'm having the self-awareness to say, fuck it, let's make fun of the world. Like, when I sang that funny censorship remix song, it's because, look, that is a state of something I don't agree with, but it's happening. There's nothing anyone can do about it. You want to write your MP on your lunch break? Rock on. But there's no... literally, they won't let me talk about it. So, like...
Probably for... Like, what we're talking about today, manifestation, it's probably for the best.
It's probably for the best. That's what I'm saying. So the state, and I like to your point at the top of this episode, the state in which I'm at that vibrational point, right? Maybe 450 or whatever. Maybe I'm at 620. Who knows? Because acceptance is closer to love than resentment. Because at least I've accepted it. It's a higher frequency. But regardless, I'm accepting what state I'm at, living it. And then if I can raise my frequency, where's Ralph? Shut up. See that? Like, I needed to comment that outside of me. But to your point in the beginning, something that you said that was smart. I can't remember now. Fuck.
Shit. I never say anything smart. Think back. I want to know what you thought I said was smart.
We'll just move on.
Great. Well, I don't have anything currently more to say.
Manifestation. Everything is about this.
Manifestation. Here's the thing, is that when you start this process of like positive thinking, you're going to rely on the days that you already naturally feel good. And it's going to be super easy on those days to feel positive, because whatever's going on, you woke up on the right side of the bed, life is feeling good. What you're observing pleases you.
Yes, observing.
You know, you like to see what you're seeing, all of those things. It's going to be easy to feel good. It's the same thing as meditation. I often say in my yoga classes during Savasana, super easy to go to, you know, a beautiful place of your choice. For me, it's by the water, sit on, you know, near a quiet creek and hear the nature, and it's a beautiful day and the sun is shining and I can find peace. But can I walk into the middle of downtown Toronto during traffic and find that same peace? It's going to be harder, right? So those are the times you have to, I think acceptance is a good thing, of like, I'm feeling like this right now, and I'm not going to push against that. And that's going to feel hard for the first time, because you're going to see people who cut you off. It's such an easy example. But other people, we had someone, we were riding our scooters, and you're always a little bit more, not risky, but
I am.
It kind of looks careless sometimes when you scoot.
I'm lit, baby.
And
I'm out here like a trickster. I treat that bitch like a BMX.
But you're safe though.
I'm smart. I'm not trying to just run.
Is the right word.
No, I'm not running into traffic. I'm not careless at all. The whole shit is calculated. My shit is swift and smooth.
And so he passed someone, and I'm on a smaller, much less fast scooter.
And
slower. Thank you. I'm on a slower scooter, and as I was passing this same man, before he saw me, he said, "Fucking scooters." And I just started laughing, because I was like, this has nothing to do with us. Yeah. This has everything to do with how your life is currently going right now. And my heart felt for him. But at the same time, I was like, we're allowed to share the space. Like, I just laughed and said that, because that's accurate. We were in a park. We are allowed to share the space. And so it's that type of thing. He wasn't having a good day. He was observing things around him that displeased him. And then he doubled down and commented on it. And this is the shit that we have to change. You see something that you don't like, fucking scooters, don't say it. Take a deep breath. Feel your fucking feelings. I'm not telling you to cut off your feelings, but take responsibility. It's not the scooters. It's you. It's you. And it's going to feel uncomfortable when you first start calling yourself out. And it feels uncomfortable for us still. But like, it's so important to redirect that thought to truth, which is, you're not in a good place, and that's okay. We don't need to be in a good place right now, all the time, every day. Woo. But it's not someone else's fault, and woo, you're lying to yourself if you think that.
And I go,
and you're trapped, and you're powerless if you think that.
Ooh, that's so facts. You hit us with a lot of realness there. For me, I'm like, I've accepted the fact that people are delusionally caught in their own story, to the fact where they've even convinced themselves that there is a singular right and wrong. That's so fun. Good for you. You've created a world where scooters are the enemy. Didn't take much to get you. I go like that. I laugh like that when I'm on my scooter.
I know he does.
And I'm like, I feel like a evil genius clown that's just like running through the streets. I'm like, this is all it takes. And I dare you to step to me. Like, that guy like would never say that to me. Like, mm-hmm. If I looked at him, he'd like freeze up and bitch up and look away. And I'm just like, God, thank God. Like, you've made me so scary that you can't even really communicate. You can just go. I'm just like, I enjoy that. I'm a little bit fucked up in that way, where when he prays for peace, and I'm like, well, let it burn. Let the chaos continue. Like, who cares? Like, it's so intense, right? But once you get to a place where you've stopped trying to change anything.
Well, here's the thing.
They're not going to learn. Like, that man's not going to take responsibility for himself.
But it was an opportunity for me to take responsibility for me.
Because the reflection.
My immediate reaction was like, oh my God, I don't want you to feel inconvenienced by me.
Ah.
So that's how I...
So that's the difference. I'm like, fuck yeah.
But then
that guy was a prick anyway. I'm glad I inconvenienced him.
I know that somewhere inside you that doesn't feel good. Anytime we have these conversations, yeah, like, it's highly stimulating.
Yeah.
And that's
No, but here's the thing.
A habit of yours?
For me, I've just had to... It's like everything I do, bro. So I can't slip into victim mentality. So I just go into like, that's amazing. There's another one. So easy to affect you. You're so easy to affect. And I love that. Like, it's not my problem. Like, if you're mad at me, I just want you to know it's not my problem.
Yeah.
And even if you say it's my fault, awesome, rock on. Fault is so objective and subjective. It's not my problem, though. If someone's mad at you, unfortunately, it is your problem because you want to be liked. But I'm like, free attention. And then if I get you, fuck, if I get you to even know my name or podcast or anything or whatever, I'm like, I got you. I live in your mind rent free. Like, just because people putting me down for being not by the book, like, 9 times out of 10, or just, like, it started in school. And I realized at first it was a trigger of the pain body, because humans do want to exist and belong. But once I realized that people following curriculum or rules, they don't know, and all the people who make the rules are the creatives like me, or the ones with enough delusional confidence to actually build and sustain a vision. Like, that guy who's like fucking scooters or whatever, like, I'll see you in a meeting. You know what I mean? Like, I'll see you on the other side. Like, when you realize I'm a good, nice guy, I'm not just a pawn of it. I'm someone on a scooter. And just like when you're driving and you cuss at people close by, it's like, it's a mom in that car. You don't think about that because they're one-dimensional right now. There's different levels of learning. But every time someone's called me bad or whatever, probably helped that my mom was like on some fuck 'em sauce too. Like, fuck 'em. You know, it's like right on. Like, good for you. That's your opinion. But I'm right for me. So I guess I'm just not really scared of the smoke.
I think both myself, like, wanting to be liked, and your push up against, like, I haven't even shown you, like, let me show you. You know, I think those are both reactions that can be...
Oh, you're saying, like, let me show you just how, like, bad I can be?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because on a scooter, it's like, bro, I should have robbed you. I should have snatched your shit on the way through or fucking smoked you in the back. Fuck you. Like, you don't know. Yeah, that's facts. That is a reaction.
So I don't feel... From what I'm hearing right now, that you're using tools of self-soothing, I think that there is a reaction going on, and you react. You react the way that you react. Doesn't hurt anybody. Maybe makes them more pissed off at you. Seems like that's the reaction you're trying to get out of them.
I like the smoke. I'll dance in the flames.
I know. You're so insane.
As someone's, like, flipping out, I'll literally dance.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome, bro. Come at me. Like, you don't get to determine. I'm actually too far this way where it's like my heart's hardened, where it's like you don't get to fucking affect me. So, I mean, think about how my mom acts.
So not.
I had to put up a wall.
Not great.
Not healthy.
Not ideal.
But it works for me. And I've turned it into rap, which then I turned into a career or a brand.
It is cool to take your feelings and put it out in art. That is a very cool thing.
I've alchemized the situations that otherwise would have consumed me so much that it would have crushed my identity, because I would have spent too much time getting lost in one-sidedness and proving them wrong. You know those arguments that you win in the shower? I've won some good ones in the shower, bro, underneath that fucking rainfall. I'm like, yeah, well, did you think about this? You ever do that? You ever tell someone off in the shower?
Oh, I didn't tell someone off. Driving? But I work things out. I work things out in my mind.
Driving? You ever see people fucking work something out while they're driving, man? Fucking that coworker took that last donut at work. You want to fucking tell him off? Little shit.
I've started full on talking to myself in public.
As you should.
Yeah, it's so, like, 25-year-old me would be like, that person, if I saw me now, I'd be like, that person's crazy. Well, absolutely out of their mind, probably on drugs.
Well, you probably are, though, now.
No, something harder than this.
Okay, can we talk about what's so great in the manifestation? Music and film. Because we were just touching off of that, right? Like, every screenplay is either an idea of a metaphorical story, someone wanted it worked out by characters that are icons and pawns in their mind, or literal experiences that someone lived. And you're expressing through a medium of storytelling that's like acted out as real life. Music, similar idea. There's like real life references. There's political songs, but there's heartbreak songs. There's I'm in love for the first time songs. There's like a song for everything. From me. And then a bunch of other artists does it too.
So many.
But like...
Millions.
Mm-hmm. But like, that's a magical thing, as we were just saying. Like, we shout out East Can too. We're smoking some Cap Junkie.
Within their very first to market in... I'm not
sure. Oh yeah, this is a fucking exclusive. I'm just... Nice. This is going to be East Can's new packaging. It's like a tuna can.
And it is 100% recyclable. It can go in any blue bin around the globe.
Like, if the cannabis community isn't doing it, yo, who is? Same thing with talking to each other. I had this really nice, because I did get a little political in our story, and I had this wonderful conversation. I'm not sure if she'd like to be named, so I'm not going to, but a member of our community. And we talked it out. We disagreed at first, and we talked it out, and we closed that beautiful convo. We just like, hey, man, if stoners aren't taking the time to do this and communicate and maybe do recycling stuff too, like, who is? Like, we really do need to lead.
And we got to talk to each other.
We got to not beef, not get, don't get public with your beefs, please. Let me just say that. I'm not talking to anyone in specific. I'm talking to everyone unanimously. Don't get public with your beefs. Trying to cancel people is not our style. It's just not our style.
We believe in rehabilitation.
Yeah, I'm also not a classically marginalized person or whatever that means. So I know that there's room for retribution. You got to see new behavior for sure. But like the attacking and canceling is basically turning into bullying. Across the board, like, what's your thoughts on that?
Where's the line? What are you focused on, and how long are you focused on it for? Like, if you
can't be a victim all the time, bro.
If you need something to change, for you to feel free,
it's not gonna happen because you're actually holding yourself in that place of trappedness.
And that's fucking. It's hard to hear, and it's hard to say because of everything.
And you think if you can just take that other side down, get rid of that person, that thing, you think it'll be fixed. And you know what? That's a really good intention, but it's not the way things work. You have to work with. These are your sisters and brethren, or them.
Your family.
Of today. These are your people of today. We got to work together. We're all here at the same time. If you're a spirit that made it in a body to make it to this earth right now. And of course, we all got to play different sides, right? There's polarizing things. Some people just don't like the pink, right? There's nothing to do with anything. They just, that color does not please their eyes. I can't be mad at that.
Going back to Abraham, they use this amazing analogy that's like, you don't go to a buffet and look at all of the things you hate and be like, oh my God, I can't believe they have that here.
Potatoes? Get these fucking potatoes out of here! I can't eat my steak and yams unless those potatoes are taken right the fuck out of this building.
You just don't take the spoon and put the potatoes on your plate.
Don't have potatoes. Don't hang out with that person. Don't do business with that person. Whatever. But like trying to attack what you don't like when it's, especially if it's done. Like if it's done, it's done, you know? It's done. Leave it, it's done. And but like we, and I think it's important for us to show, I always say, fuck, as myself, if I'm going to talk shit about like being mindful, put myself on the cross, vulnerably, we also vulnerably today just, you know, showed, you know, we catch feelings about things too, you know? So it's like, there's always a thing that in our little journey, the ego storyline continues. There's good and bad, and we're sorting it in categories, and we're deciding what I am through all this sifting. That's all. Don't get so attached to your enemies or your idols. You're just sifting. Oh, I like pink. I don't like blue. Okay. Oh, I like green. I don't like black. No problem. You're just someone who... Those are your choices.
Yeah.
You don't have to go, oh, fuck it, we gotta get all the blue out of the world. And then over here, like, everything has to be pink. And just, like, chill, dude. Like, chill the fuck out, really, is kind of what I want to say. Chill the fuck out, world. Chill the fuck out, myself. Chill the fuck out.
And getting back to that self-soothing, like, the awareness sometimes comes where like, you have to decide that you're going to be okay.
You have to be.
No matter what. So if you keep stabbing yourself over and over again with the thought or the whatever it is, like, I remember I used to go on people's Instagrams that are, you know, my age category, they're actors, and they're, you know, I could play the roles that they're playing, essentially.
You're kind of competitors, for lack of a better word, but you're not, because you're not, but...
I would search out jealous feelings. I would search them out. And actually, I don't do that anymore. Maybe that's how I'm working this out real time right now. Maybe that's why I've been so jealous with you lately, is because I am not searching that out. So it's still the feeling
it's
state
still
is
a little
there.
Buzzer.
And it's trying to find a way to get out.
She's been possessive, y'all.
That's my own work.
She loves daddy's meat.
I'm like, let me own you.
Bitches be out here looking to see.
And so I had to stop that behavior. I had to stop searching for, like, what makes me not uncomfortable, because I love discomfort and I want people to get out of their comfort zones all the time, because that's how we grow and expand. But just, like, what are you looking at?
Mm.
What are you watching?
Mm.
Challenge yourself. Why am I looking at this?
Mm.
Why am I watching this?
What's it giving you? Where's it bringing you vibrationally?
I go on Instagram all the time and I catch myself and I say, I came on here for a reason. Mm. And then I try and remember that reason and go directly there. But know that there's places that are just complete distractions for taking responsibility for how you're feeling.
Wow.
You don't need to. Weed is one of them. I used weed at one point in my journey with weed. I used weed to not take responsibility, to hide myself from the world and to be less than. I used weed for that.
Mm.
And I had to have a strong conversation with myself. Ask yourself, like, why are you using weed? Why are you using substances? It's really important to have this conversation with yourself, because we are very complex and all of us have been through trauma. It doesn't matter. I don't know anyone who hasn't been through trauma.
And we don't know your story, just like you don't know all of ours. And there are tiny moments that make you or break you. And really beautifully said, Winnie. That was so true. It's like you can't let people you can't let anything outside of you dictate how you're going to feel. That's basically it. Like, you have to decide how you're going to feel.
And you have to be aware of how you're feeling during, like, especially habitual things that you do in your life.
And you're going to boss some things, but then you got to be kind with yourself, because it's like you got to come down from that. Like, there's time to invest mad maturity. Like, you know, you got to hear people out sometimes or whatever. But at the end of the day, you don't have to let the situation rule the dominating feeling. I have an interesting situation. I'm definitely not going to get into it too deep. But I was basically between two friends breaking up. And sooner or later, that ultimatum came. And I can't tell you... kind of the unfortunate surprise that it is in terms of the feelings that it could spark. But throughout the whole thing, I kind of just looked at the North Star, like, you know, the parting, even though it was interesting, I felt like I was being punished for trying to remain friends with everyone, you know, from one side. And I was like, no, I'm not going to let the way that it's wrapping up dictate how I compartmentalize this relationship and my feelings. Like, I still get all those great times and all those great sessions we had. Like, I still get that. You don't get to take that away from me because you're coming at me with, like, kind of, like, nonsense. Like, I respect where you're coming from, but I also, like, you're playing it in your head and living in fear and expecting me to be there with you, and I wish I was that good of a friend, but I guess I'm just not. And if that's how I'm being labeled, then that's your system configuration, not mine, and I don't have to adapt that because I have my own set of morals and I have my own intentions and reasons. And you're allowed to have that, and there's been nothing but actual love come out of that. You know, it's an unfortunate situation, but like, nobody feels like mad at each other. Like it's just like how it is. And I do believe it is because I said, no, like you're still a good guy, you know, and the person that, or the good person, you know, and the people who are involved here, have just been so both so kind and good to me that I'm like, no, I'm not changing how I feel. I'm keeping the gift of the good times, and if it has to fade away like that, and that's unfortunate, that doesn't get to take precedence. So I'm saying there's times when I, sacred things like that, like friendships I do, I'm very deeply invested in, I'm like, okay, I get to choose how I'm going to walk around feeling about this for the rest of my life right now. And I can say, poor me, or I can say, thank you, goddamn thank you for everything. I don't know. So, it's just a little example. I want to big myself up and
thank
say
you
can control your own shit. But it doesn't mean you get to control their shit either. Like if they're saying like, yo, that motherfucker's not a good friend, it's like, shit, I guess I got to live with the consequences of that person saying that if it comes at me. And I got to be willing to defend myself if that's the case. And it is.
And I think, well, what I loved about that, and congratulations, because that's a great example of self-soothing. But what I loved, and a great takeaway, I think, of that is that something also to get clear on is your own morals and values. We don't really, like, how many people, if I ask you right now, honestly, but if I ask you what are your values, you're going to think about it, and you're probably going to give some type of general statement. Because we don't
really
think
about it. You're going to think what Steven Seagal said. You're going to want to be like Steven Seagal.
But like, you know, kindness, like move through the world in people. Like, but think about it, though. And write it down. What are your values? And then you have a North Star that can guide you. You can guide yourself in how you want to live because you've gotten clear about what it is, how you want to show up in the world and what means a lot to you, and that's different for all of us, and that's okay. We're allowed. I think it's actually great that we all have different things that we're working towards and wanting to contribute to. You know, like it would be crazy if all of us wanted the same exact same thing.
There'd be no room in that room.
Exactly.
Everyone needs different rooms.
So that's listen.
As an originator,
if you're listening right now, and this is you're as fired up as we are, write down. Go do that exercise.
Do that shit. Do it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I feel you, the win. I think a lot of people deal with the jealousy bone on Instagram. I get comparative as disciplined stoners. I want our events to be better. So I look at other events. I'm like, that's dope. Either like, why didn't I think of that? Or that was my idea. Or this bullshit. And it's like the ego operating because it's in lack mentality. And it's like me, 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 me. Whereas like when you zoom out and you think about this as a collective, as a whole, like even start just on Earth or your country, it's like, how can I ever compete with people doing events in like the same region as me? We're repping for this region to the rest of the world. California's looking at Toronto saying, what are they doing? And we're all doing our thing, yo. It's sick, same with music. You know, I feel you, I used to dig for the fucking pain body bone too.
Yeah.
Let me see that person's success so I can measure up against myself and force myself to work harder because I don't deserve to feel good about myself and what I've already accomplished. Set a world record.
How can I remind myself that I am not where I want to be?
You're enough, though. Can I tell you that right now? You're enough. If you don't do anything else in your life but take a shit and eat and maybe call your mom once in a while and drink water, fucking you're enough.
You're enough.
That's enough. Just chill out. You're enough. Okay. I love our episodes because it forces us to have the conversation we won't have in real life. Walking around stubbornly holding our feelings down.
Yeah, I think we've handled today pretty well. I've been spicy.
When the Mrs. P shows up, you got to just respect the boundaries of space.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I just need more, a little more.
Boom.
Right. But that's, again, a trap. That's not real. I don't need more space. I need a better attitude.
Jesus.
And I need more awareness.
Thank you. And less blaminess. Not you, but I'm saying when anyone is in the state of, it's not good enough right now, and I'm going to deal with that. It's like, dude, have a good idea. Bring a good idea. That's always the telltale sign. You can tell where someone's at by what they're contributing. So it's a lot of times I'll get a message like, oh, you're so positive. I'd love to hang out with you and soak up that energy. Fuck you. Do you think this is free? Like, fuck you. Like, not like hiring me to be around. I mean, like, do you think it's not, doesn't take work for me? And now I got to fill the room with 200%? It's so exhausting.
Do you a little bit like, have you used that as like,
I'm addicted.
A confidence boost and like a kind of like, that feels good.
When people want my energy around?
Or when you're literally giving the energy and it's being responded to in a positive way.
Oh, I mean, most rooms I'm in, especially if I'm like leading or doing something, I'm on like 10. I'm filling 9 other bodies with energy.
And do you like that?
Of course.
Okay, that's good then.
That's how I live my life.
It's good that it's working out then.
Oh, of course. Oh, bro, we are all our own masters. I'm in no way a victim of anything. I'm not saying people are taking from me. I'm just saying like people are like, oh, that must be just how you are naturally. Sure, I guess I'm gifted.
We're working on it.
Yeah, but it's like you got to know where someone's at by what they're contributing. You know, sometimes when you tell me to change the channels, but you can't change the channel. When he goes, stop talking about that. And then I go, okay. And I'm like, I need help getting out of here. And she's just like,
oh my God, you guys, I help him just so much.
You're so crazy. Silent.
It's so crazy that you focus on the like very minimal times that
I'm just saying,
can't change
I'm
the
using
subject.
It. I'm just using
That's
it as
so
an example.
Crazy.
You're so
to
mad.
Me.
Okay, listen, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just saying.
I help you out of funks way more than you help me out of funks.
Okay.
And I'm going to call you out every
Talk
single time
that.
When I need help and you are just like also. Oh my God, I'm
you
gonna
already
call
knew.
You out so hard now.
I love that you
I'm gonna call you out so hard, yes. Bro.
Okay, well I didn't
Every
mean
time
to call you out. I was
I'm
just
like walking around, you're having a fit, and I'm just like, oh, everything's good, everything's fine until like half an hour later you come around.
That's okay. Yeah, keep that going. I was not trying to call you out. I was just saying, as an example, you know where someone is by what they can
That's true.
Move along with. I'm sorry. I didn't
agree.
Mean to call you out. I'm just saying it's proof that...
Because sometimes I'm not strong enough. Sometimes my vibration is too low. So that's absolutely
Yeah, like,
correct.
Yeah. I mean, and so I'm willing to take the wrath of that, of being called out. I kind of love it when I'm called out. Ooh, especially in public. Because it gives
Last week, Ben called you out.
He didn't call me out, though. That's the difference. And we talked about that, but we couldn't that's quite true. Circulate it back until He said, you got to be subtle. And that's true. But like, he did it in a way where like, I'm with you and I have an answer. You tell me to pump the brakes, like stop doing that behavior. Whereas he's like, we're going to smoke some weed. We're going to take a breath. I don't
do
have
I never
anywhere
do
to
that?
Go. I'm not saying you don't. I'm saying in this instance where what Ben did, what worked. And lots of times you will get immediately to work. Here's the flowers that you'd like that you're not getting right now. Is you'll avoid a meltdown with me because you'll get to work quick enough in the way where I won't explode yet or there won't be a tipping point. Like you'll help me guide away from the sales. But when I already flipped, Ben was able to help be like, there's going to be waves, but just focus here.
Yeah.
And that's just been generally more masculine. Like the bro would give you some like, stay steady. And the wife would be like, be nicer. Like, just like, you know, don't be mean. Like, but it's like, you got to move the focus forward. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like call you out. I'm just saying, I'm using it to say you have to lean into something. Because even when we touched on cancel culture, instead of what who not or trying to fuck up someone's business who did something that you don't like what, like, go into giving your energy into giving to someone that you do like.
Yeah. And
give to some community that you do like. Create and build something for people that you do love and like. Don't, you know, and that's the whole point of this whole episode. We've been up and down with making the mistake ourselves and calling it out. It's been pretty fucking fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. I was gonna say something.
Sorry, I kept ripping.
It was, oh yeah, just mentioning that when you get down in the dumps, you know, Abraham has come up a couple times, so I might as well keep that thread going. They often say, like, take a nap, which I know isn't accessible for a lot of people, but that the idea of shutting down, like stopping, stop looking at that and look something else. I look at something else. That's why it's a, like, whatever you like, you know, movies is a really good way for me to release whatever's stuck in there in that negative vortex.
Yeah, you're
because I've changed, I can change. I can reroute and then my vibration naturally rises because I've let go of the thing that's holding me down. It's holding your cork underneath the water. That's another Abrahamism. Instead of just letting go and allowing the cork to float. But that transition time often, because we don't always have the chance to take a nap, feels pretty grimy. Coming back to, until you get to that place over the hill of like, okay, I'm calm again, like I'm cool, we can get there. It's a little like trudging through the mud. It's yeah. That oscillation of like you feel a little bit better, you feel a little bit worse, you feel a little bit better, and you just have to stay persistent.
Yeah, often just completely changing the scenario, like a cold shower, like a sauna, masturbate, eat a bunch of food. Like, these are not healthy things to... I mean, the first two were great, but I'm just saying, like, whatever it takes sometimes, like, if your head's fucked up.
And then make the choice not to go back there after you've come back to the other side.
Well, if you're going back there, you got deeper work to do because you're just a little bitch at this point. Like, you're doting.
I
say this to myself. I hope this is on one day when we're fucking beefing. Yeah. And it's like, bro, 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 stop doting. Stop doting. Stop doting.
I know.
That's what I need to hear right now. Shut up. Stop doting. Move on. Move on. Yes, go make money. Go make money. Go do something to make money.
Yeah. And just know that while you get to that place of like going to make money, like it's a little grimy in the emotional thing, but that's where that self-soothing, that patience,
start
that
lower.
Compassion with yourself, you don't have to not feel that. You can just feel it and you can keep living life. That's also...
Exactly. Don't like, you're not gonna feel better immediately. You're gonna fucking feel a little bit better. And the more you do something that shows you results, your brain has a system in it. It's like the results reward system. And it's like a risk reward system, like the investment of energy and the reward when you come out the other side with some sort of progress, like you move matter. Oh, the thing that I was giving you big ups for is the emotional state you're in is a manifestation, to Winnie's point earlier that I couldn't remember. It was like that matter takes time to move. It's matter. It's a matter of fact. If you get in a fucked up emotion, think about something you don't like right now. Okay, you're entangled in it. That's matter. That's energy matter that you can't visually see, and we don't have the technology to measure yet, but it affects your core vibration, and it's technically a part of you, and you have to do something to heal it. And, you know, whatever, align your chakras. It's basically taking the foot off the gas in whatever's driving momentum towards that emotional state. What are you laughing at?
And skeletons use their bones.
Skeletons use bones as money. Also, they use worms. But yeah, your emotional state is a manifestation. Everything along the way of creating physical matter outcome is a manifestation. So there's telltale signs of like what direction that is going in. So take a nice inventory of yourself every day by doing a meditation in the morning. I can't tell you how hard it has been to try and get my mom to meditate. I send her a meditation every morning. She does some gangsta ass rebuttal that's kind of like, ah, yes, very nice. I am too, or something. And she never fully admits to not meditating. But I'm shocked at people who don't meditate and how you're still walking around alive. Because it'd be fucking suicide time by 1 p.m. for me, you know? Can't do it.
That was good.
Good rip. How's your family?
Fam's good. I'm feeling good. I feel like
We don't talk about Wynn's family too much.
No.
They prefer to be kept.
Yeah, this is not down their lane. But they're really like awesome and
your dad's
respectful
funny, though.
And stuff about it. But no, I feel good. I really
her dad rides
about a
bike.
Month ago. I think I told you that like I wanted to work on my relationships, like just like I wanted to be in touch with my niece and nephew more and my parents more. It used to give me so much anxiety to call. Like I
anyone else feel like up. That? You feel a fucked up when you're gonna have to reach out to family?
Yeah, and so I feel like all of that. Like I really feel like I'm moving into some good places where it's just. Not anxious anymore.
Because you're being assertive, you're taking initiative, and you're showing people that you love them.
Yeah.
And they can feel that. Yeah, it's like lots of wisdom as you get older. You realize
it's so great.
Just gotta get over shit.
Like I talk a lot, I have a set tonight and I talk a lot about how like
my penis
aging is really no, your penis isn't in this one at all.
What bullshit?
This is my Winnipeg Comedy Festival submission.
You're not gonna take my cock to Winnipeg?
I'm gonna take your cock to Winnipeg, but nice. I'm not gonna take your cock to Winnipeg.
Score a trip out of this though.
I don't remember where we were going. I don't want to smoke any more of that now because I have a performance.
Yeah, blame it on the weed. You were talking about your family and your set. Your set tonight, you're talking
I
about
know,
you,
I was talking
relationships.
About my set first. Yeah, I don't
family.
Remember. Anyways, it was all good.
What is there lots of in your set tonight?
We're talking about millennials.
Millennials.
And we're talking about aging. Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking a lot of shit.
Nice.
Like how aging kind of like fucks with you, but truly it is a gift.
It's blessings.
It's nice to be here. It's nice to observe, witness, just be, just live, and hopefully make like really really a lot better choices as we keep living.
Hopefully we make some good decisions.
Well,
moms are great, you know, but dads do stuff too.
I've been thinking about that's an inside joke. I've been thinking about it, but just like all we're doing is making mistakes and then making them a little bit better. And then
every time.
That's all that we're doing here. Like that is our existence. We
Earth
make
is
mistakes.
A school. It's a soul school, spirit school.
Yeah. And then we use that learning to pivot and move a different direction that feels better. And so
it's all
that's
reference
cool.
points.
That's fun. That
so
seems
you,
fun.
If you drank 5 days in a row and you want to drink less, next week just do 3 days. Next week, or 4 days, and then 3 days, and then 2.5 days. You know what I mean?
Do you want to hear my fun fact?
I want a fun fact from Annie. I hope that it makes me laugh. I want a fun fact from Winnie. I want to hear that fact so fast.
This is in honor of Olive.
Oh, it's a kitty.
All tabby cats have a distinct marking of M on their forehead.
Mama.
Yeah.
Mama.
And orange tabby cats, all orange cats are tabbies, but not all tabbies are orange.
Mama. Wow. What do you mean? There's black tabbies?
Yeah, there's different types of, there's different colored tabbies.
All orange cats are tabbies?
But not all tabbies are orange.
Holy shit. That's blowing my mind. This has been another
okay.
fun fact
are you gonna
from
read from
Winnie.
Thank you. Are you going to read from something? I'm going to start
grow rich.
To get ready.
Yeah, go get ready.
Well, I'm gonna...
No, fine, leave. Give me the book and leave.
Wisdom, okay. Obviously.
Fine. I already chose the page yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Think and Grow Rich, page 188, chapter on persistence. Follow through with both plan and purpose. These four steps are essential for success in all walks of life. The entire purpose of the 13 principles of this philosophy is to enable you to take these four steps as a matter of habit. They are the steps by which you may control your economic destiny. They are the steps that lead to freedom and independence of thought. They are the steps that led to riches in small or great quantities. They are the steps that led the way to power, fame, and worldly recognition. They are the steps that guaranteed favorable breaks. They are the steps that convert dreams into physical realities. They are the steps that lead to also the mastery of fear, discouragement, and indifference. There is a magnificent reward for all who learn to take these four steps. It is the privilege of writing your own ticket and of making life yield whatever price is asked. What mystical power gives to people of persistence the capacity to master difficulties? Does the quality of persistence set up in your mind some form of spiritual, mental, or chemical activity that gives you access to supernatural forces? Intelligence throws itself on the side of the person who still fights on after the battle has been lost, with the whole world on the opposing side. Let me read these four facts. How to develop persistence. There are four simple steps that lead to the habit of persistence. They call for no great amount of intelligence, no particular level of education, and but little time or effort. The necessary steps are: 1. A definite purpose backed by a burning desire for its fulfillment. A definite purpose backed by a burning desire for its fulfillment. You know what you want to do, you gotta do it. A definite plan expressed in continuous action. 2 of how to develop persistence is a definite plan expressed in continuous action. 3, a mind closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influences, including negative suggestions of relatives, friends, and acquaintances. How to develop persistence. 3, a mind closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influences, including negative suggestions of relatives, friends, and acquaintances. 4, a friendly alliance with one or more persons who will encourage you to follow through with both plan and purpose.
Nice.
4 of how to develop persistence is a friendly alliance with one or more persons who will encourage you to follow through with both plan and purpose. Think and Grow Rich, read it. It'll change your life, I promise.
Did you like this episode?
Fucking tell someone, bro. Tell them for us. Because it's weird. When I go around and say, I have the best podcast in the world, like 3 out of 10 people are like, yeah, right. But the other 7 are like, that's amazing. What's it called? So that's pretty good, actually. I'm doing pretty well. But if you could get those other 3.
That'd be dope.
Fuck. And we're just out here having fun. We're a part of Can Expo.
We're a part of Can Expo.
We're going to fucking MC the stage.
We're
running the stage, yo. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
Can Expo 2024, March 22nd.
If your business is looking to be there, message us and we'll send you the dick.
My dick?
No.
My dick?
The dick.
Our dick?
The dick.
Dick?
The Can Expo dick?
Look, don't expect dick pics. Okay.
No dick pics coming your way, folks.
Fucking, we love to keep it professional. That's why we're good. That's what's good about us, is we keep it professional.
Please share this with a friend. Smash that subscribe button.
Check this out. We might have a Christmas show. You guys got to connect on IG, Instagram, if you're not there.
Yeah.
Or we're growing, send us an email. You know what's funny? We don't have a Discipline Stunners email. Like, we didn't even make a Gmail. We've just come so far just with Winnie Clark
DMs,
and 11.
DMs.
Hey, we're fucking on our way to 4K.
Thank you so much for watching this. Appreciate your time.
Guys, yo, honestly, you are the 3rd member in our relationship now.
And
when we get to talk it out like this, like this way, instead of it's like this way, it really helps us. Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
I'm sure you can notice our vibration has raised.
I love that. You call each other out. You call it out. You live it. You do it.
You talk about it, and then you have to live it, because you can't just talk about it anymore.
That's why we want to start sparking this shit, and y'all type these conversations and talk about it, because it's like, dang, once you see, you can't unsee. You got to keep seeing, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? What else you got going on, Winnie? You're rushing off right now. You're going to do stand-up?
Yeah. In Toronto? I want to get ready, okay. And I want to at least say it once before we go.
Okay.
So.
Go. Love you guys.
Love you.
I have an album that's out called Secondary School. It's about my life in secondary school.
Hey, I gotta get outside, but the streets ain't safe. Sometimes it hurts inside, but music got me saved. Takes away the pain. Takes away the pain. Me and mama been moving around.
If something has your attention and you feel that there is danger, then we would not proceed. The possibility of it manifested in a further way is greater when you're worried about it than if you're not. You go somewhere even though you were told that it wasn't a good idea.
You'll be lucky if you make it out of this life. Better hold it back whenever you wanna cry. You in danger and you know it, dog. You in danger when you know you are. Yeah, you thought that you was hard, but now you gotta do it. And if someone's coming for you, if you just did it. I don't wanna do it, y'all. I don't like it, I don't want the feel of it. But I just had to hold this up, yeah, for side of it. Most of my problems I don't really talk, but this shit fucked me up so bad I could barely walk. Both big toes ingrown so far, felt like they was stuck. So far, four doctors tried to cut in then cut them out. More needles in your foot, more pills up in your mouth. Everywhere I had to go, I had to slow it down. Guess Evan is a little fat kid now. Me and mom drink a 2-liter of pop every day. I wonder if that's helping out. Go through the fear just to get here. Used to stare clear, now I don't care. Feeling like y'all don't really know about me. Y'all don't really know about me. I brand new identity dream. Y'all don't really know about me. Yeah, but neither do I. It's fine, I'll be here by myself. I guess I'll be here by myself. A lot of time alone. But yeah, mom is always gone. Yeah, single child alone. Figured out how to do it though. It's now I'm alone for the ride. Yeah, we alone for the ride. Things are getting hella wild. Yeah, things are going down. I can see you falling now. Alcohol is always around. Is this even our house? This place never turns down, y'all. We open 24/7 now. Motherfuckers here all night long, but I guess business is strong.
What you really want is the security of knowing where you belong. And isn't that what alignment with your source energy always gives?
Now in this operation, we stealing where we stand. We stealing where we stand. Now in this operation, we stealing where we stand. We stealing where we stand. I use darkness for the liberation. Fuck it, if I need it, I'ma take it. I use darkness for the liberation. Fuck it, if I need it, I'ma take it. I take every star in the sky. Never get caught, which is why this taught me to lie. New spot we would find. Mom had a story for the landlord, lots on their mind. Time came to.
That's cool, man. Where you live at? Thing is, right now, my mom's just change jobs or whatever, so actually we're just chilling, man. Can we go to yours?
What do you mean they moved again? That shit was mean and very tense. Yeah, as a teen, it only got worse and better, and then it got more intense. We were like homeless but not intense. We get evicted then move again. We like the gypsies in the middle of cities. We get your credit card and then we fed. With survival modes on
life in our suitcases, all on our shoelaces. Don't tell no one else, cause they don't know.
We were just out on the street with nowhere to be. And from what I can see, seems like no options. Now we're nowhere to go, no home of our own. All we see is no, 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 no.
place holds the answers. No, no, the real world is hard and faster and cold. I cannot pretend to sit here. Buy this shit, goodbye, this shit is over. So they call me a dropout, and they worry about where I'ma go. But I'm ready for a job now.
And how school became secondary, and I'm really excited about it. I was on Johnny Rogers' podcast, and I was talking about it, and that was cool. We eventually want to have a roundtable with the original 11 band, too.
Oh, my God, so much.
Stacey, Jam, Fat Sound, and Ben. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, and I'm dropping a single. We're doing an epic music video with the Canon community for Smoke-a-thon,
yeah,
which comes out October 22nd. Not the video, the audio, and then the latter will come out later. But yeah, I just, guys, go on Spotify, find 11, E-L-L-E-V-A-N, type that in, check out the singles. I'm dropping a single a month.
And what do you do on Spotify?
Follow.
You follow.
Please, yeah. And thank you. It makes such a difference. You'd be shocked at how helpful it is.
And same on Disciplined Stoners.
Yeah.
If you watch us on YouTube, just go to your Spotify and follow us, please.
Yeah, or whatever you, whatever platform, Apple Podcasts. I need to get Winnie a little pop filter.
Please. Sorry about that.
Please, can you go subscribe to us and follow everywhere?
Love you so much.
Thank
you. Have a great week.
Love you. I hope this conversation was helpful for you. Tell a friend. screen record part of it. I can keep talking so I can say I was here longest. I'll just close this bitch down. And we close the club down. Down, down. Close it. Okay, good night. Fucking chill out. You don't have to trash this set. Fuck!
Disciplined stoners. What's your discipline? You a stoner? That's cool. So are we.
I'm high a lot. It's weird to finally say that with pride. I'm high a lot. Being high has helped me with my anxiety. It's helped my social skills. Well, it's helped me feel okay about my shitty social skills. It doesn't make my social skills better, but it sure does make sitting in that awkward moment in a social interaction a lot more bearable. You know, that moment where no one in the group has anything left to say, and you desperately want to yell at all of them to just say something. Being high makes that hilarious and not torture.
It's 11 from Angertown. These plants just help me chill out. Found focus. Found confidence. All of a sudden I was productive. Less protective. More progressive. Yeah, we talk about stuff like I'm a next sommelier. But this is about a medicine, baby. We wish everyone a mindful life. It's been a helpful tool for us. Whatever the route to peace, it's each individual's journey. And the more we communicate, maybe we can all help each other out. Love and light. Welcome to Disciplined Stoners Podcast with your host, 11.
And my name is Winnie.
And we are the gateway drug to mindfulness. And that's Ralph.
I don't want to be pregnant. Look how good I look, you know? And I'm still on the fence about the whole baby thing because moms, okay, listen, is there any moms in the house? Yeah. Yeah, okay, so you don't make it look easy. You don't. I think we just tell you that because you work harder than everyone else and we want you to keep doing that. We're like, tell her she makes it look easy so she'll never admit that it's as hard as it actually looks. And you you know, I saw this woman walking with her daughter home from school the other day. She was wearing a cute little backpack and they were holding hands. She must have been about 6. And she was like, Trista gave Ryan some crayons today. And after Ryan used them, he threw them in the garbage and Trista did not like that. And I looked at this mom in her eyes and I smiled big at her. And she looked at me with dead eyes and whispered, help me. And I said, I don't know how, and that's the thing, right? I don't know how to parent. Do you guys all know about the Dalai Lama situation that happened a couple weeks ago? Yeah, okay, so for those who are unaware, good job. But if you're unaware, the Dalai Lama...
They just went sexual. Yeah, that was you putting me up on a pedestal. I'm supposed to fucking clean the house every day. What do you think I made of? You think that I'm a maid? Easy lemonade. Never been afraid to say what I say. If you don't clean the house, I will not either.
I can see your energy, and I'm waiting on your frequency to rise. Before you interact with me, before you collab with me, or try, better get up on your frequency. If you tryna see me, share the same space or breathe anywhere near where I be. If you tryna get by, then your vibe gotta rise. Yeah, I'll tell you.